Like other university towns, State College is seeing an increase of single-family homes converted into student rentals. The borough's Redevelopment Authority is rolling out a new program to fight this trend, which entails buying and selling in the real estate market. Keystone Crossroads' Kate Lau Schaffner reports.
State College's Highlands residents are used to sounds of partying on weekend nights. The neighborhood borders Penn State's University Park campus and downtown. It's made up of fraternities and apartment buildings, but also single-family homes ranging from grand stone-and-brick historic mansions to more modest mid-century houses. The residents are quite the mix. College students, retired professors, and young families all call the Highlands home. But it's not hard to tell who lives where.
The one property has the typical lawn chairs in the porch. It's not in as good shape as the one on the right. That one, obviously, someone's taking care of. They have a lot of plants.
On a tree-lined street a few blocks from downtown, State College's planning director, Ed LeClaire, points to two houses, identical in style, but a stark contrast in terms of maintenance.
You know, when you look at the character of the two properties, I think one is what you'd like to see more of, and one is maybe not as desirable.
LeClaire says the rise of rentals has led to issues the borough hopes to mitigate. Student rentals are the culprit for most ordinance violations like noise, vandalism, and poor home maintenance. The demand for student housing has increased home prices and crowded out families who want to live in the borough. The problem of student rentals taking over neighborhoods isn't exclusive to State College, of course. Drexel University has built additional student housing and extended its campus residency requirement to freshmen and sophomores, at least in part to address student housing issues in surrounding Philadelphia neighborhoods. And Westchester Borough, where Westchester University is located, instituted an ordinance which prohibits new student housing in its town center altogether. State College has existing zoning rules that limit student homes in residential areas, but it's rolling out a new plan LeClaire says is unique.
We're breaking some new ground in looking to acquire a property. There aren't other communities that have really done this.
Through the Homestead Investment Program, the borough's Redevelopment Authority, or RDA, plans to beat prospective landlords to the punch by purchasing homes that were rentals or might turn into rentals. The RDA would then either rent the houses out only to non-students or resell the homes, but with a restrictive covenant on the deed that prohibits the houses from becoming rentals. They'll do this with a $5 million line of credit that's backed by the borough. A few blocks away, half a dozen college students are throwing beanbags in a game of cornhole. None have heard of the Homestead Investment Program, and when they find out about it, they sound, well, a little defensive.
This is a college town. There's going to be a growing population of students, so it makes sense that, you know, students are going to be taking over the whole town.
Zachary Herdesky is a sophomore. His friend, Philip Polterak, doesn't get it either.
What kind of family wants to move into this neighborhood? It's all just like frats and college kids.
The numbers, at least, back him up. According to the U.S. Census, only about 20% of all housing units in State College are owner-occupied. Due to zoning regulations, student housing is mostly concentrated in blocks like this one. What worries residents is that the ever-growing demand for student housing means rentals are creeping into quieter, more family-oriented blocks of the neighborhood. Those are the areas the Homestead Investment Program is hoping to target. Peg Hambrick lives on one such block in a brick colonial, not far away from Herdesky and Polterak. She supports the program.
I think it's a great idea.
But she's adamant that she and the program are not anti-student.
I think there's a vibrancy here. There's an identity here. We love living among the students.
She says more owner-occupied homes will benefit everyone through additional earned income tax dollars, which pays for borough services like public safety and security. The borough hopes to purchase its first house to resell sometime this fall. Kate Lau Schaffner, Keystone Crossroads.